Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hopefully, everybody's having a good day, a good week so far. Tuesday, September 25th. And we're stopping by again, drop some nuggets, bring some knowledge, learn something. But it has been a lot going on in the news, there's a lot going on in the media. Hopefully you take it in stride and deal with it how you have to deal with it. I know a lot of people are upset. I know a lot of people understand that there's a double standard. In the United States, it's always been a double standard. So you have to do things a little differently, to carve out our niche, carve out something for yourself that can't necessarily be taken away, or somebody can't dictate how you move, how you go about your day, and how you go about your life. And so one of the things that I wanted to look at, which we don't often discuss and we don't often get to talk about from a financial aspect, we do a lot with personal development, we do a lot with health, but the financial part of your health is extremely important, because if you don't have the finances you need, you're stressed, things don't seem to go right, you're always putting out but not getting anything back in. You spend your time working and chasing coins, as a lot of people say, or chasing a bag. And a bag is cool to chase, but it depends on how much is in the bag. And a lot of times we're chasing a bag, and it's not enough in the bag to sustain what we need to do. And one thing I learned from and listening to one of my mentors tell me that if you got more than one stream of bills, you should have more than one stream of income. And a lot of us are operating on one or maybe two streams of income, and we're trading time for money. And when you trade time for dollars, then that limits what you're able to do in that amount of time. And so a lot of people might work one job, you know, 8 hours, 10, 12 hours, but you're on that job. So you're not likely making money outside of that job. And then if you work in two jobs, you're hustling, you're going from one job to another, and you can't keep it together. You're working overnight, you're tired, still trying to raise your children, if you have children, still trying to maintain a lifestyle as a mother or a father, raising children with all of these different jobs you have to report to. And then you report to these jobs, and there's so many different personalities, so many different people trying to impose their will on you, telling you what you need to do, telling you how you need to do it. And at the end of the day, we just get enough to pay a few bills here or there. And we keep running this race, hoping that something will change, hoping that something will be different. And, you know, one of the things that people will grind. I see friends of mine, they grind. They will work a job all day long. They will work double shifts. They will do everything that they have to do to bring in as much as they can bring in from that one situation. And if they have to go to another job, they'll work another job, and they'll grind on that job. And I never was able to understand, you know, I saw my mother work, and I saw my dad work, and even myself, you know, working several jobs, just trying to do what needs to be done. But when you have kids, it takes on a different dynamic, because now you spend that time away from your children on a job. So now you're dependent on babysitters or parents or grandparents to take care of your children while you go out and run these other jobs. And I never really understood until lately, you know, what about somebody taking on a home-based business? Your home, your kids are home. You can have the flexibility to do what you need to do. Home-based businesses don't take a lot of your time if you're really working them. I mean, 5 hours, 3 to 5 hours a day, you can do a lot with a home-based business. And so a lot of people just don't think about it maybe, or they don't understand it. or they don't. They just don't want to do it. But that will keep you home. That will keep your kids around. And even if you have to, you know, have some help within the house, at least you're there. At least somebody's there to help with that. And so, you know, the thought process is about a home-based business where people say, well, you know, how do you know which one to pick? And what I would say to that is whatever it is you're passionate about, whatever it is you feel like you love to do for free, but you would do it anyway, whether it be helping people. Well, you know, people always say, well, I love to help people. Well, what would you love to help people with? And that's one of the things that you think about when you choose a home-based business. Is there a particular passion that you have? Home-based businesses are great to use your passion, great for building your passion, because you can do those things and not incur a lot of expense, not incur a lot of cost. One, because you're building at home. And two, it's something that you're passionate about, but you do have to put in the time. And it's not always going to be easy. It's not always. Matter of fact, in the beginning, it's really hard. One, because you need to have the discipline. And two, you need to be able to realize that if this passion is strong enough and the reason why I'm building this business is strong enough, you can get through it. For me, it took me a long time in the sense of procrastination, in the sense of making excuses, in the sense of not really putting my best foot forward, because I can grind most doing anything else, but this is totally different. Plus, it's a lot of personal development wrapped up in building a business. And one of the things about building a business is, yes, it's hard. It's not easy. But when you're building a business, you need to understand that you have to get better as a person. You have to be a good person. You have to be settled with inside yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to care for what it is you're trying to do. You have to be passionate about it. Every week I show up on Tuesday. It doesn't matter to me if one person shows up or if nobody shows up. Curtis Smith, what's happening, buddy? And if people don't show up, guess what? It don't bother me, dude. But guess what? I can have a conversation with myself. And that's the one thing I love about Facebook Live. One thing is I'm looking at myself. I see people pop up, but I'm looking at myself. It's a picture looking back at you. So I get to have this conversation with myself. Keeps me accountable. Keeps me honest. But the one thing about having a home-based business is the perks of having a home-based business is amazing. Once you figure out your passion and you figure out why you want to do it and figure out what it is you want to do, and you either find a company or you start putting the pieces and parts in place to build that business, the perks are amazing. Because, you know, you can write off a section of your house. Whatever section of your house you use as an office space, that can be a write-off. The square foot of that can be a write-off. If you get maintenance done to your home, that's a write-off. If you get your lawn mowed, if you got to have a roof replaced, if you have to buy a new appliance, anything that happens within that home that helps you run your business at a top-notch level, it's something that you can write off. And so that's one thing. So now you have this home that you paid for, but yet still you take interest. I mean, you have to pay the interest. You're paying the mortgage. But guess what? Now some of that you can write off because now you have a business at home. The other part about a home-based business is if you have children, and this is one of the things that the government never will tell you and that they don't want you to know. But if you have a child that's older than 6, this is their terminology, you can take and set up an account for that child, and you can put up to $6,800 in that account every year for that child. So basically, you have your child doing work, and he empties the trash in the office. He might blow the dust off the computer. He might wipe down the tables. Whatever it is that you have done in your office, you have your child manage that. You put that money to the side in an account for them, and you can write that money off at the end of the year. The one great thing about a home-based business that I love is the fact that I can spend my money. I can travel. I can do the things that I want to do, and I can spend my money because with the deductions and the write-offs that you get, you will pretty much break even. For me, I break even. You know, $100 here or there. They may owe me $100. I may owe them $100. It's never really much more than that. And that's essentially what you want. So many of us work so hard throughout the year on jobs, getting taxes and everything taken out. People struggling from paycheck to paycheck. And another $200 or $300 could change your life every month. And so if you had a home-based business, you could then take a deduction, or you could then say, instead of having zero, claiming zero, you could claim whatever you want, two or three, and at the end of the year, because you have those write-offs to match, then you can break even. So you get that extra $200 or $300 every check. I don't want to sit my money in the government and wait for a whole year to get a tax return, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and with no interest on it. But I could have gotten another $200 or $300 a month in my check, or money that I could have spent. And that's a difference to some people. That extra $100, $200 can be a big difference to some people. And so that's one of the things that we have to understand when we talk about a home-based business: paying our children, setting money to the side for them that we can pay them, but we can also claim that as a deduction. The other thing is travel. When I'm not home, when I'm away from my home, whether I'm going to a meet, whether I'm driving somewhere, that mileage counts. So whatever the mileage is, 50, I think it's 58 and a half cents a mile is what you get paid for mileage. Well, you know, that mileage can be deducted as a tax deduction. A lot of people don't know that. So if you're driving all over the place, you're taking trips, you're flying places, you're going on vacation, and when you go to these places, you have a conversation with somebody. When I'm sitting on an airplane, I have a conversation with someone about something that has to do with business. It could be my business, it could be their business, it could be the building their business. And you jot down that information, or you get that person's number, or you get an email address, and you stay connected to that person. One, you just collected a new friend, a potential partner. But two, that's how you keep a log of the people you met and what the conversation is about. And you follow up with these people. You sew into these people. They sew into you. But at the same time, now that plane ride, that flight that was $400 is now something that I can write off. You know, when I go stay in that hotel out of town, that flight or that hotel stay, it's something I can write off. If I got to take Uber and Lyft to the airport, that's business. I can write that off. And so those particular things you get write-offs for, plus your meals. If you are for business, solely for business, so whatever business you have, and you go to just say California for that business, then and it's for your business. Like, whatever your business name is, like me, if it's Youngevity, if I go to a Youngevity event or convention and traveling there, and I'm out of town, I'm out of state, I can write off 100% of my meals. Now, if I'm going to meet a business partner or I'm going to meet someone and I go to California and we go out, we eat, you know, we entertain, whatever that might be, I can write off 50% of it. So a lot of us, we plan trips throughout the year. We plan things to do. We plan places to go with our families, and we scrimp and scrimp and save and do all the right things we need to do to put the money in place to pay for the flights, to pay for the rooms, to pay for the attractions, all the stuff that we want to do. But we don't ever have anything to write off, and so at the end of the year, a lot of that money you can get back in a sense. And I said get back, I'm talking about in a sense of deduction. And so, yeah, if you owe X number of dollars because you did all these things, but now you have nothing to write off. And so that's what I'm saying. You have to be able to learn how to offset what you're doing and still be able to have fun, still be able to talk business, still be able to discuss your business, still be able to do the things that are conducive to you to enjoy life, but also conducive for you to build and grow your business. And everything you do from home can be looked at as a benefit. And so a lot of times we talk about people who work in 2 and 3 jobs, they're away from their children, but yet and still they could be home with their children. They could grind 3 to 5 hours when they get home. You go work a job, you come home, get your children's homework done, you get them showered, bathed, you get them fed, you put them in bed. And even if it's from 11 to 4 in the morning, 11 to 2, because people will go to work, they will come home and do all those same things and then leave out and go work an overnight shift. But instead of working that overnight shift somewhere at a hospital or whatever, you can start building your home-based business. West Coast is 3 hours behind. Hawaii, 6 hours behind. There's plenty of places you can do business. And I'm not saying that that's how you have to do it, but you figure out the time when you can dedicate 3 hours a day, 3 to 5 hours a day, to sit down and really build a business. And it doesn't take that long for you to see a benefit. One, you'll see a benefit at the end of that year when you go to file your taxes. We got January coming up now. This is September, about to be October. So if you start planning, you start getting in that phase of getting your business squared away, and in January or December, you jump off with your business. And then by the end of the December the next year, you have a whole year that you've been running your business that you can start looking for things to write off. You can start putting things in place. You can start putting people in place. And the one thing you'll learn about business, home-based business, running a business, is that it's all wrapped up in personal development. We every day have to get better. You have to have thick skin. You have to have tough skin. You have to do the things that are hard to do. Because if building a business is that easy, everybody will do it. But that's why you surround yourself with the people that are going to help you, that are going to support you, that are going to push you, that are going to motivate you, that are going to be there on the days when you feel like you can't be there for yourself because it's just so hard. That's what it's all about. And that's one thing I like about the team that I've been a part of the last 5 years, is just the fact that if I'm off my game, I can watch them. We talk. We have meetings. We have calls. We have conventions. We have different things that we go to keep each other motivated. And also you build in a team. So you have to be a better person. You have to learn what it is to be able to be a leader. I wish I had it in front of me, but I one of the I thought I had it in my bag. It must be in the car. But one of the books that I'm reading, man, it's called Servant Leadership. And it's a hell of a book, man, because it really has taught me a lot about how to not only be a leader, but how to help people and make people want to be a leader. It's a difference, man. Everybody, like, leadership is not something that you're born with. People say you're a natural born leader, and that's one thing. But that's a skill that you have to hone. You have to work at it every day. You have to understand people. You have to understand people at the level they're on. You have to learn how to deal with people. You have to learn to not be an authoritarian, but to be a respected leader. That's a lot that goes on with that. So even in building a business, one of the things that you get learned is how to become a better person for yourself if you're serious about it. And so if nothing else, every day you strive to be better. Every day you strive to get better. Every day you learn how to affect people in such a way that they want to follow you, that they understand that you are the person that's going to have their best interest at heart. Those are the things that make leaders leaders. When you look at people like Martin Luther King, why do people follow Martin Luther King for so many years, for so long? Even though at the end of his life he was hated and a lot of people stopped following him, why did they follow him? One reason was because he fought the fight. He got in the trenches with everybody. He went to jail. He didn't just get point the finger and say, oh, well, you go do this and you go do that. No, he fought the fight. And that's one thing about great leaders, about great business owners, about people who really are passionate about people, is they get in the foxhole with them, and they say, you know what, we're going to fight this fight together. We're going to lock arms, and we're going to fight this fight. That's what you need when you build in a business. You need to find leaders that want it as bad as you do, probably if not even more, and coaching and working with those people. And so it don't take that many people. You know, 3 to 5 people starting out, to find a good group of 3 to 5 people, a good amount of 3 to 5 people to really just work with you. Y'all work together. You plan together. You get in the trenches together. And you go out and you have meetings. You have home parties, which is super fun. Because you can take whatever your business is, invite your friends and family to your home, and tell people about it. And Some people might buy it. Some people might not buy it. Some people might want to be a part of it. Who cares? You're passionate about it. It's your business. Everybody, every time you go, people take it too personal. Every time you go into a grocery store, do you think the Gatorade, you think Gatorade gets mad because you don't, every time you go in a grocery store, you don't buy Gatorade? Or you think that Doritos gets mad, or Frito-Lay gets mad every time you go in a grocery store and don't buy it? No. That's the same thing. When you have these parties, you invite people to your business or to look at what you got. Everybody not going to always buy it. But you know what? It's consistent. We don't have the benefit of commercials, but that's what commercials do. Commercials bring that reminder. And so what we have to do as individuals is do it ourselves. We have to remind people, hey, I'm still here. Hey, if I can help you with this, let me know. Hey, if you need this, let me know. And the one thing that people fail to do when they're building their business is they fail to connect with people that need what it is they have. One of the things is we will go run and tell everybody, here's what we got, here's what I got, here's what I got, here's what I got, look at what I got. And then people start to see you coming 1,000 miles away. Uh-oh, here comes such and such, here's what he got. You don't ever know if they need what they got. So you have to start connecting with people to find out what it is their need is. And when you connect with people and understand what their need is, then you can say, okay, based on your need, based on what it is you want, I have this within my business. Is this something you would like? And you grow your business through that. You grow your business organically by meeting the needs of people. And one of the things that you learn in leadership is how to meet the needs of people. And that's what leadership is all about, meeting the needs of the people that are around you, meeting the needs of the people that you need. And guess what? If you don't have what they need, help them find what they need, because then they'll trust you. Then they'll know, okay, when it is that, when the time does come when I need something, or when that time comes, I know that such and such has this particular thing. I'm going to go to him. Why? Because he helped me. Why? Because he looked out for me. And that's what it's all about. We have to collect more friends in life and build more relationships in life and stop just living in a closet where we don't need anybody to do anything for us, or we don't want to be engaged with anybody. We have to go out and we have to create relationships, and we have to create healthy relationships. And within that home-based business, that gives you the ability to stay home. That gives you the ability to be around the people you want to be around, not going to a job just to be around, not going to a place just to do what it is you want to do, just so you can get a bag with nothing in it. Because the bag, people go chase, got coins in it. It's not enough for them to cover their business. It's not enough for them to sustain their lifestyle. And so they just keep working. They just keep working. You can't work 2 and 3 jobs for 40 years. So at some point in time, you're not going to be making enough. You're never going to be making enough. It's already hard. So you might as well break down and find something that you're passionate about and start grinding on that, because even that's hard. So just pick your heart. Working 2 and 3 jobs out in the field is hard, or doing something at your home with your family around, your kids around, the people who love you around, support you, that's hard. It's hard to start out, but it's a little bit easier. Why? Because you can dictate who it is you want to work with. You can dictate who it is you want to be around. And when you do it from that aspect, then it's much more gratifying. You want to work. You want to build. And you get good people in your corner that's going to really help you build, really help you work. And so consider, if you need another job, if you need something else to do, if you need to create more income, look at creating a home-based business for yourself. The other thing about a home-based business is the residual income. If you work a second job and you stop going to that job, you work there for 3 weeks and you stop going, the checks stop coming in. But with a home-based business, if you meet 2, 3, 4 people that are getting something from you, you've now created a residual income. Why? Because they're getting it from you every month. You worked with them one time, but they're going back to the store. Same thing for us. You might see one commercial, and we go back every week. We're going back to the store to get bread. We're going back to the store to get milk, whatever the case may be. That's residual income. That's why grocery stores are always going to be profitable. They put a few commercials out, or they put everything you need in one place, and you go there. That's residual income. So you have to do it on the level that you have to do it on in your business. And you get people to start showing up. And when people start showing up and they're getting something every month, now you're making money in your sleep. Because people will order something from you. You have no clue where they are, who they are sometimes. But they order something from you, or your friends ordering stuff. Instead of them getting makeup from Mac, they're getting makeup from you. So it's one thing to understand that, can we spend money? Yes, we can go spend money anyway. But can we save money and make money? And that's the big thing. And that's what the residual income would be. Would allow you to save money off something that you would normally go to the store and buy, or somebody else would normally go to the store and buy, and in turn be making money. So, you know, a little quick 30-minute session, but I feel like we get stuck in this rut where we got to find a job. We need a second job. We need a third job. We got to make a few more dollars, which keeps us away from our friends, which keeps us away from our family. Just take a minute and consider something different, because when I was coming up, when my parents were coming up, nobody mentioned a home-based business. But they've been around for a long, long, long time. And people will dabble in them, but never really take it serious. But the minute they get a job, they own it. Like, I got to go to my job. I got to get new shoes. I got to get a new hat, whatever it is. And you're on that second job, like, wide open. But when it comes to your own stuff, you're like, oh, well, yeah, I'll look at it tomorrow. I'll call these people tomorrow. I'll talk to these people tomorrow. And you do that to yourself. Your boss won't let you do that. At your job, if you got to call 7 people and you don't call them, you're going to get fired. But you sitting in the house by yourself and you got to call 7 people and you're like, yeah, I'd just rather not. And that's where I talk about that personal development comes in, that self-discipline comes in. Because we won't take ourselves serious enough to do the things we need to do to make a difference. Trust me, I know. I've been in it for a long time, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I've made those excuses, and I've had those downfalls. And now when you realize that your why and the reason why you need to make more, or the reason why you do what you do, or the passion that drives you is so important that you can't imagine how you wasted so much time, you won't waste time again. But if anybody's out there that's looking for a home-based business or has some ideas in mind that they want to start something or do something but just don't really know how, reach out to me. And if I don't have the answers, I know I can help you get the answers. I have a lot of great mentors. There's a lot of great people who I've met along the way who do a lot of different things. And they're doing it in real life. It's not just something that, you know, it's a fly-by-night thing. So if there's anything I can help you with, feel free to give me a call. Phone number is 919-599-0916, or shoot me an inbox. Or if you want to talk about just some more of the benefits and how to benefit you and what it is you want to do. Best believe, I'm trying to get everybody to live the life they want to live and stop living the life everybody else wants. And so just, you got goals, you got dreams, you got aspirations. People who don't have goals work for people who have goals. It's one of the things I heard the other day. People who don't have goals work for people who have goals. So why your goal can't be important enough to have people working with you and for you? It's not. Ain't nobody different. We get the same 24 hours. We put our pants on the same way. We go to the bathroom the same way. We do all the same things. It's just the fact that some people are more compassionate and passionate about their goals. And there are some people who aren't. So find your passion. Find what it is you love to do. And if there's not a job for it, create it. Create a business for it. Create a space for it. Because that's what I find that the so, quote-unquote, millennials are doing. They're not going to work a job. They're not going to sit behind a desk. They need to go out and do the things that make them feel fulfilled. And they're going to do it 100%. But if it's not something that they feel fulfilled at doing, they're not going to do it. And we got to take that same thing. We got to harness that same passion and just kind of get back to loving ourselves, being better for ourselves, and working hard so that way we can build the life that we want. It's never too late. So with that being said, I hope that I brought value to somebody. I hope that this information was good enough to make you consider or at least share with somebody that might be struggling that could benefit from something different. And like I said, if there's any way I can help, let me know, and we'll work it together. But I'm here. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for taking the time out to stop by and say hello and check out what I'm talking about. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m., with another topic. If you need to reach me, you can call me, 919-599-0916, or shoot me an inbox. We'll talk soon. tonight.